Ag Bioscience is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
What I love about Agrinovis and what I will always remember so fondly here is the power of a small team focused on a big goal, fueled by a whole lot of success. And that success not driven by the team, but driven by the environment, the economy, the broader partnerships that are formed. There are so many learnings.
Welcome to Ag Bioscience, the number one podcast in the world for innovation in food, animal health, plant science, ag tech, and agriculture.
Welcome back to Ag Bioscience. I'm Kayla Chittister, the producer of this podcast and this week's guest host of the show. You've never seen me in this chair before, and that's because we've never done an episode of the show quite like what we're about to do today. For over 230 episodes, yes, I did the math, of Ag Bioscience, Mitch Fraser has helped share the stories of leaders and innovators across food, animal health, plant science, ag tech, and agriculture. One story we've not told, though, is that of the storyteller himself. Today, we're going to close a chapter on this podcast, look back, reflect, laugh, try not to cry, and with all love, turn our pages forward to what lies next. But make no mistake, this is not a chapter we're soon going to forget. For the last time on Ag Bioscience, please help me welcome Mitch Fraser to Ag Bioscience.
Kayla, it is awesome to see you. Thank you for a warm welcome.
Are you ready?
I am. It feels odd to sit in this seat, but let's do it.
I did bring reinforcements if this gets hard.
This is good.
If it goes sideways.
This is good. I think I'm going to need them.
Okay. We're going to dive into it.
Okay.
You ready?
Let's do it.
So much has changed in this ag bioscience economy since 2020. We both had the privilege of starting together.
We did.
I think I was, 60 days ahead of you. One of my first writing assignments was to announce you as my
yes.
CEO. And so as the CEO coming into an organization leading ag bioscience innovation in the middle of a global pandemic to where we are today, share your perspective over what has changed in this economy over the last 5 years.
What's so amazing is we look at the ag bioscience economy, how it's evolved, not just here in Indiana or even in the U.S., but around the globe. The global pandemic brought to light the critical nature of the ag bioscience economy, food, animal health, plant science, ag tech, agriculture. So often those different verticals, those sub verticals, as we look at them, were talked about individually. We talked about animal health and we talked about what was happening at Elanco. We would talk about plant science and the innovations that were being led by companies like Bex and Corteva. You would talk about production agriculture, and we all have the iconic memories of green and yellow tractors. But it wasn't really until the pandemic that I think we all stepped back and said, wait, what is this and how do we grow this? And we were only 5 years old as an organization when you and I joined the team. And that first chapter was really about connecting and convening. And when we joined, we were in the middle of a pandemic. We saw empty store shelves for the first time on the 4+ decades of my life that I've been on this planet. And you began to see this critical existential reality that this is the only economy in the world that touches every person on the planet. And what has been so amazing is to see this team at Agrinovis, this industry across ag bioscience, rally behind this call to action. It's time to innovate. It's time to accelerate. And it's time to deliver results.
You had a lot of visions you could have taken, a lot of paths you could have gone down, and you chose growth. And it was a very bold vision. Grow 2024. We're going to grow the ag bioscience
yes.
economy by $4 billion by 2024. A very easy to remember thing, very pronounced what we were going to do. Of all the paths you could have taken, why growth?
To me, when you look at a segment of the economy, and you look at an organization, the one thing that I believe rallies every person, every team, every organization is one clear objective. I think it's so powerful. You could have a bunch of different sub-goals. But when I look back at my career and the great leaders that I've had a chance to work from, it's always been those leaders who have said, here's the one place we're going. There'll be lots of stops on this train ride between here and there, but there's one place. And we have to define what that one place is, and you got to get there. And also, you have to bring people along the journey. You can't do this by yourself. And so when, even during the interview process, I remember quite well of being asked, why do you think Agrinovis is a good fit for you? And what do you think the future is? I said, look, I think there's three things. I think one, the person who sits in this job needs to understand agriculture. You don't have to be a deep Aggie. I'm certainly not. You're not. But you have to understand and appreciate what agriculture is. You have to understand digital, because digital is going to be the currency in which this economy grows, and it's going to be an underpinning, a foundation of the future. And you have to understand that this next chapter, this third category, is about economic growth. When you're in a pandemic and you see empty store shelves, when you're in an era where there's so much opportunity, the only thing I know to do is set a big goal and run toward it. It's why we focused on growth. It's why we went so hard after economic development. And I think we have results to point to that not only was that a good idea, it was the right idea. And the results, the thousands of job commitments that are in place today, are because of that big vision.
Oh, yeah. The results do speak for themselves. It's been a good 5 years, Mitch Fraser.
It's been a great 5 years. I mean, you look at what we've been able to accomplish together, commitments for 3,000 new jobs here in Indiana, working with our partners at the Indiana Economic Development Corporation, commitments for $2 billion in capital investment. We saw years where ag tech, ag bioscience were two of the top five venture capital deals. We've seen two publicly traded global headquarters locate, solidify their position here in Indiana. We have had a tremendous amount of tailwind. And I think the piece that I'm so proud of as the leader and as a team member here is this is not a story of one. This is a story of many. I look to every person on our team. You know, the Agrinovis team is small but mighty. Every single person on the team, on our board, have played an instrumental role. So too have the companies. The piece that we always have to remember, and we can never lose sight of, government and nonprofits don't create jobs. We can create the conditions, we can create the connections, we can create the environments, but it's not us. What we have to do is create the format, the framework to enable and inspire others to go drive that growth. And we've been blessed with some amazing partners who have done that.
Yeah, we talked a bit about, you mentioned the quant data, the $2 billion in new investment, the 3,000 new jobs that got added to the state, Corteva announcing their global headquarters here, Elanco's establishment of downtown Indianapolis as its new global headquarters. Those were really big wins. And I'm curious, from your vantage point, what were some of those other big gains that you felt really happened in the last 5 years outside of what felt like those really big blockbuster things that happened?
I think the piece that I am most proud of as a member of the Agrinovis team, this isn't me, this is us, is what we've been able to do with Indiana businesses. When you look at how we work, how we recruit companies to Indiana, how listeners, watchers of this podcast can connect with us, it is about that connection. The way that we've been able to deliver commitments for 3,000 new jobs, for $2 billion in capital investment, isn't because of Agrinovis. Yeah, we played a role in it. But it was Brad Firth at Bex. It was a number of leaders at Corteva, a number of leaders at Elanco, Courtney Kingery and the team at Indiana Corn Marketing Council, Indiana Soybean Alliance. It's Megan Ritter at Indiana Farm Bureau and her team. The story goes on and on. Karen Plout at Purdue University. This has become not just an organization, but a team. And it's in that that we've seen economic growth, not just here in central Indiana, not in just given pockets of the state, but all across the state, connected to existing Indiana businesses. If I can, I want to share one story because I think it's so indicative of this team sport that we have built that is Agrinovis. Remember very well a member of the IEDC team, Brock Herr, who leads business development. He and I started talking about prospects and how do we go bring companies to Indiana. This was very early on, I think even still during the pandemic. And Brock said, well, I have a company that I'm kind of thinking about. It's a shrimp company. It's a company called Otteraya. And I think we should reach out to him. So truly, Brock and I, in essence, cold called the CEO. And what was so fun is through a lot of different interactions, a lot of Zoom calls, a lot of emails back and forth, we ultimately were able to welcome the team here for a site visit. And this is the perfect example of how this team sport works. It was Indiana corn and soybean because shrimp eat food. It was Elanco for animal health. It was Corteva. It was all of the folks that you look at, the 30 plus members of the Agrinovis Indiana board linking arms to say, hey, we don't know a lot about shrimp farming. But what we do know is we want to see this economy grow. And it's just such a perfect example. It doesn't have to be a big company, but it has to be a company that matters. And when I look at all the companies that we've had a chance to work with across food, animal health, plant science, ag tech, and agriculture, every single one of them, there are amazing stories of people doing amazing work, working alongside innovators, entrepreneurs, executives to drive the next chapter of growth.
And a willingness to do it.
Amen. I mean, that's the piece that is so special about this place and this team is it is not just a, oh, sure, I'll take the call. It's, I can't wait to take the call. Let's go figure out how we do this and let's see if we can get them here tomorrow, not next week.
Kind of in the vein of that, one of our three core values here at Agronovis that you establish is seizing the opportunities that are in front of us. And as somebody that's outbound from Agronovis and kind of from the ag bioscience industry, I'm curious from your vantage point, what are the opportunities in front of ag bioscience that we need to be seizing right now?
Anytime you look at opportunity, challenge and opportunity, two sides of the same coin. And we did some work last year with RTI International looking at what are the three big trends that we think will shape the future of this economy. Food is health being one of them. We did not know in 2024 what 2025 would bring around food. We've seen a massive focus on food. Significant validation of the work that was done last year, again, across the Agronovis team, the board, partners, our team, our staff. The food opportunity, while it does have challenge and there is turbulence around it, I think we all agree it's the only thing that unites every person on this planet. For us to be able to innovate and accelerate advancement in food is a really smart thing. I think we're going to continue to see that be a big piece of this. I think farmer-led innovation is another big area that we saw from RTI International, and we're seeing that play out right now. When you look at cost of production in commodities, certainly corn and soy here in Indiana and across the Midwest, what you're seeing is cost of production in some cases is more than market price of the commodity. Farmer-led innovation has never been more important, particularly when you look at an economy here in Indiana where the ag bioscience economy, production ag being a giant component of it. We have to do everything we can, use our advantage as this connected entity across all the different verticals to really bring innovation that drives net cash farm income. And we've seen that. And then I think bioinnovation is another one. That's the third that RTI International came up with and the board validated and we got to that point. But bioinnovation, you look at sort of the first two, food is health, farmer-led innovation. Bioinnovation really is a catalyst to those other two. For example, we look at Liberation Labs, which just came out with a new brand that I can't remember right now.
Vivici.
Well, Vivici is their customer. They rebranded Liberation Labs.
Oh, that's right.
But
Liberation Technologies.
I think that's it. So there's a perfect example of, so here is a precision fermentation company. Mark Warner, CEO, taking a playbook from our friends in pharmaceuticals and saying, we can build contract manufacturing. We're going to build contract precision manufacturing using fermentation. But what that does is it drives demand for corn. And I think when you look at bioinnovation in partnership with Food as Health, in partnership with farmer-led innovation, it really is the tailwind that I think will drive a big chunk of innovation and growth going forward.
There are plenty of learnings, perspectives, and behind-the-scenes stories that 5 years in a leadership role can bring, and we're going to get to that next. Ag Bioscience is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
A healthy company is a blessing, but a well-insured company is a necessity. That's why Indiana Farm Bureau offers more affordable health plans for eligible members. Whether you have just a handful of employees or a larger enterprise, building a stable business demands employees who are just as strong and healthy. Indiana Farm Bureau can help with health plans that include medical, dental, vision, and Medicare supplement insurance plans. And you can sign up for membership and apply for an Indiana Farm Bureau health plan any time of year. Indiana Farm Bureau understands the cost of healthcare has rapidly become one of the largest expenses for many small businesses. We invite you to compare our health plans to your current coverage. We're confident you could find significant savings. To learn more about the health plan that's right for you, visit infbhealthplans.com and make the switch today.
Welcome back to Ag Bioscience, talking with Mitch Fraser, his last episode of Ag Bioscience. Mitch, few career paths follow a straight line, but if you do dig into the data, they do follow a trend. And when you and I had a conversation about where you were headed next, we found a trend in yours, and it's storytelling. When you go through the book of Mitch down the line and you flip back to this chapter, what will the story of this be? Chapter title and all.
That's a tough question.
What's this story going to be?
You know, I think this is what I love about Agrinovis, and what I will always remember so fondly here is the power of a small team focused on a big goal, fueled by a whole lot of success. And that success not driven by the team, but driven by the environment, the economy, the broader partnerships that are formed. There are so many learnings. I mean, this is my first time leading a nonprofit. And what does that look like? And how does that work? I've learned so much about the power of people wanting to do good. I mean, you look at all of the members, and great thanks, if I haven't had a chance to say to you directly, if you're a member of the Agrinovis board, thank you for making the investment. We've seen people make significant investment to make this possible, and not for their own benefit, for the benefit of this community. And if you look at the broader organization that we're a part of, the Central Indiana Corporate Partnership, over 20 years of CEOs, presidents of university coming together to say, if we're going to live in this place and we're going to grow our presence in this place, our company, our organization, this place, let's really be intentional about shaping the future. This work that we've done at Agrinovis has been about that. We've been able to tell a story. That story has been able to inspire and enable others to make investments that we've talked about. And we've also been able to turn that momentum into really an inspiration engine for students with our Field Atlas program, what Karis and the team are leading. This idea that we have to demystify what is ag bioscience? We have to create a connection that is more than fact, but also emotion. And I love that we've been able to do that as a team.
Absolutely. Storytelling. You have done over 230 episodes of this sucker, Mitch Fraser.
It's wild.
It is wild. As a CEO, it's also wild that you opted to do this. What's been your favorite part about sitting down every week and getting to do this?
I love this.
I know you do.
I love this. And intentional use of the word love. I am a naturally curious person. I love to learn. And every person that sits in this seat has a story to tell. And it's the person's job in that seat to be able to unlock that story. I find it fascinating. I mean, we'll talk with someone leading a new cancer drug in felines. And we'll talk with someone who is building a new manufacturing facility for food. We'll talk with a plant science innovator who's using gene editing and micro RNA. I don't know about any of that. And to have this small little window where I get a chance to learn from them. And then I also love this connection that you develop. I can think back. I don't know that I could recite every one of the 230. I can tell you something about each one of them. And that's powerful, right? This magnet. I also think it's just who we are as Agrinovis, right? This is not an initiative that says, you know, we're going to cold call companies and just tell you all the reasons why you need to move to Indiana. I want this state to grow. I want this economy to grow. But what I really care about is the person on the other end of the phone or the Zoom or the meeting or whatever it is, enabling them to be successful. Now, my belief is this is the place to do it. This is the platform that is provided. The network that we've built makes that possible. But holy cow, being able to have access to really bright people from all around the globe, shine a spotlight on their work, get to know them. What an amazing opportunity.
Speaking of bright people, I think we can both agree that Indiana is equipped with some of the best leaders when it comes to ag bioscience that this world can possibly offer. And you've had a seat next to them for the last 5 years. What have you learned from ag bioscience leadership? What is uniquely ag bioscience that you will take with you forward as Mitch Fraser into your future endeavors?
Sure. I think this economy, leaders in this economy. I'm thinking of Chuck Magro, CEO of Corteva, Scott and Sonny Beck at Beck's Hybrids. I'm thinking of Jeff Simmons at Elanco, Brian Barker at AgriLion. I mean, the story goes on and on and on. All of them are domain experts. All of them have deep expertise in the world that they're leading, whether it's plant science, whether it's animal health, whatever it is. But they also do an amazing job, better than I've seen, I think I can say, in any other industry, of making an emotional connection. And I think the path here in ag bioscience is food. We all are connected to it. And so there is this path that if you can tell a story, and we see Chuck and Jeff and Brian and Scott and Sonny and so many others make that connection where you feel like, I understand, even if we're talking microRNA or we're talking gene edited seed, I may not understand the science of it, but I understand the output of it. Leaders in this economy do a great job at that. Now, I think the next chapter that we have to continue to foster is making sure that message gets to students, making sure that message gets to people who may think they know about food or agriculture, and really bringing information, but more than information, connection to that story, what the science is behind it, and why it matters.
We're going to pivot a little bit and have some fun now. And I think anybody who has spent 2 minutes, 5 minutes with the Agrinovis team knows we are deeply unserious people when the occasion calls for it. Very down to business when the occasion course. Give me, I would say, your two favorite down to business Agrinovis moments that you've had in your 5 years here, and your two very unserious Agrinovis moments that you have had as a leader on this team.
There are so many stories that I just am elated to share of successes this team has put forward. I look at the first time when Courtney Kingery, this was like months into this job, maybe weeks into this job.
I think it was weeks.
She and I sat down. She was new in her job leading Indiana Corn Marketing Council, Indiana Soybean Alliance, the organization for production ag here, corn and soybean producers here in Indiana. I said, you know, we have really smart progressive farmers who are really, really good. We have really smart technology people. Feels like we should do something here. and I think that was, it was like this giant unlock, which, you know, became producer-led innovation challenge, which became Velocity. It's that I love that story. I also look back on some of the big milestones in my mind. I look back to joining Jeff Simmons on stage at the groundbreaking for Elanco's global headquarters. And truly, I'm not sure exactly. I'm grateful for Jeff. Jeff, if you're listening, you're an amazing man. Thank you for all that you've done for me. I'm sitting next to Congressman Carson, Governor Daniels, Jeff Simmons, and me. What am I doing here?
A very heavy shovel.
and a very heavy shovel. That is a cornerstone that we collectively laid for the future of this community, the future of this economy, that I am elated to see where that goes. On the other side of the equation, I'm looking at Kaylee, who is right over there taking photos, who never shows up on camera. She will someday. So I love this team. So I'm going to do my best to get through this one. I just was a stressed out mess to tell the team that I've decided to do something different. I'm concluding my time here at Agrinovis. You know, I didn't sleep the night before and was all worried. And I think it was maybe 15 seconds after I told the team in a team meeting that my time was coming to an end. Kaylee had a meme already developed, pulled up, that lightened the mood and was was exceptional. That is probably my favorite memory of continuing to just keep everything into perspective.
Pretty on brand. The meme was already made.
Meme was already made, but I also her skills and speed, she could have created it in that meeting, and I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, it's good. I'm not going to dive into what's next for you because I think we've done a fair share of talking about what lies ahead. And let's face it, you're not going too far away.
I'm not going too far.
You do have to deal with me, and I stress the have to in the capacity by which you will deal with me in the future.
I want to. I get to.
On a very regular, no, it's have to in this capacity. But as the person signing off on this podcast for the final time, what do you want to say? Like, we're going to leave it open-ended for you. I'm not going to ask you a pointed question. This has been yours for 230 plus episodes. What do you want to say?
Thank you. Thank you to you. Thank you to Darren, Fabian, Kaylee, all the folks here in the room, here in the studio that you don't get a chance to see or to hear from. Some of the best people that you'll ever get to work with. To the Agrinovis team, just amazing people united by a bold vision, a drive to get things done, and a focus on outcome. Just grateful for all the work that everyone along this journey. We've had folks in and out of the team. Everyone has contributed to this. To our board, a giant thank you. Your financial investment is greatly appreciated. Also, your support. I mean, you talk about the results we've been able to deliver. It's because of people who have said, I want to be a part of this, not just writing a check, but committing themselves, committing their teams to go drive good. Huge thanks to them. Huge thanks to the team at the Indiana Economic Development Corporation. So many people there to thank. Governor Eric Holcomb in his final term when you and I had a chance to work with him, now Indiana Governor Mike Braun, both have been significant champions in the ag bioscience economy of Agrinovis and the work that we've been able to do. I also have to say thanks to my family. Putting the 230 episodes together sometimes requires some work at night and early mornings, and Sadie and Katie and Lindsay have been awesome to make that possible. So thank you. I leave with a giant grateful heart and eager to see what's ahead. You all will continue to do amazing work. I am confident in that. The people here are just tremendous. You have the skills, the capability, the vision, the focus, the goals to get those things done. My challenge to you is you got to do better than what you did with this guy. Keep going.
There was one thing that we did sort of brainstorm and discuss, just can't really carry forward because it doesn't land quite the same. And with that, we are going to retire a piece of the Ag Bioscience set. And so Kaylee is going to join on camera quick as we do retire.
We're going to retire
a piece of the Ag Bioscience set that we do require you take with you.
All right.
This is good. From the archives.
This is good.
A piece of old required set because it just doesn't make sense for any of us to carry the mug that says Ag Bioscience is the only economy in the world that touches every person on the planet. That, my friend, belongs to you.
I appreciate it a ton. My hope is you find ways to continue to work this in. It is so powerful. The only economy in the world that touches every person on the planet. That is what ag bioscience is. What is the giant unlock for the future? And you can carry it.
I detect no lies. It just would come across very ingenuine or very copycat from me, but I will
maybe
highly advise someone try to carry that forward. He is Mitch Fraser, friend, leader, podcast pal. Storyteller extraordinaire. I would say thank you, but that doesn't quite cover it. So I'll just do my best and say thank you. And thank you for joining us. You can watch or listen to episodes of Ag Bioscience by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts. While there, don't forget to leave us a review. On behalf of the Agrinovis team, I'm Kaylee Chittister saying thanks for listening and watching. We look forward to seeing you real soon.
Ag Bioscience is a podcast by Agrinovis Indiana, produced by Kayla Chittister and Fabian Rodriguez, edited by Mike Fisher, photography and design by Kaylee Verstee, video by Darren Cooper and 1898 Creative. If you like today's episode, subscribe, rate, and review so we can bring you more conversations just like this. Get all episodes of Ag Bioscience at agrinovisindiana.com.